Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. How is everyone doing? Happy holidays. Are you having a good holiday season? I really, really hope so. And today I have a really cool guest, Leah Kate, and she's going to join me out here in just a few minutes. And she's a musical artist, and this is the first time I've ever had a musical artist on my show, so I'm excited to talk to her. For those of you who are tuning in or new to tuning into my show, I am also an author and a photographer, and my book is titled Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. And in my book, there are 30 manifesting stories along with photographs that I took of the contributors' manifesting postcards. And I also include writing exercises to help us get clear on what it is that we want to manifest, because many times we have no idea what we want. I want us to be clear, so I have all that in the book. And in there's a toolbox full of fun exercises on how to manifest love, money, health, career, and so much more. So if you're interested in doing some inner work, exercises, and reading people's incredible journeys of transformation, inspiration, and manifesting, please go to your favorite bookstore and purchase a copy. Or even better, Mango Publishing, who is my publisher, is doing a holiday special right now. So they have 20% off of all books. And my book is included in that, of course. And it's a great thing about manifesting and learning how to manifest abundance, especially since we are at the end of 2021 and getting ready for 2022. So what is it that you want to bring into your life? And books are fantastic holiday gifts. I love getting books as gifts. So if you go to mango.bz, you can see that they're having a special holiday sale. So it's perfect to go over to give books as a gift. And as many of my regular listeners know, each week I share a Magic Monday message, and it's an image of a manifesting postcard that I photograph with an affirmation that I like to focus on for that week. Each week I change them up. I tap into the energy of the affirmation and keep repeating it to myself to increase its power to become a new belief that I incorporate into my life. And this week's magic message is, as you start to walk on the way appears. And that is exactly what we're going to be talking about throughout the show with my guest, Leah. This is actually a quote by Rumi, and it means we need to be moving towards something in life, some kind of a goal, a direction, a destination, and we just need to get started and not get stressed out about all the details. How you get there is something that will unravel as you begin the journey towards that destination, but you must start walking first. Walk in the way of quote-unquote how will present itself to you. You'll figure it out as you go. And we need to trust in ourselves and truth in something that is bigger than us. When we are ready and we start, help comes from all over. It's just that we need to be ready, bold, and start walking towards something. So many times we find ourselves hesitant because we know where we want to go, but we just don't know how to start. And you may want to build your own business, but you have no idea where to even begin. You may want to become a best-selling author, but you're not sure how to get there. You need to write the book, I can tell you that. You want to become a musician, and you're not sure how to release music, or you want to be an artist, but you must create art. We don't need to worry about the how. We just need to make a move, and the universe will take care of the how, the who, the when, and everything else. Every day, just take an action step, even a tiny one, in the direction of your dreams. Now, to see these magical messages that I post each week, you can find them on any of my social media social media platforms, Postcards to the Universe, because I post a new one each week. Okay, so next week, in honor of winter solstice and the celebration of Yule, I have the author of The Witch's Guide to Ritual, Cara Dwynne Greenleaf, on, and she's going to share spells, rituals, and traditions for celebrating this time of year. It's time to celebrate the return of the light. So join me next week. It's going to be a great show. Now, I'm super excited to get to my guest today. Leah Kate is a true definition of a go-getter. The independent rising pop artist practically runs a full-service label for herself out of her bedroom. She is her own manager, creative director, A&R label head, artist, publicist, marketing strategist, all in one. Her music feels to listeners like the 90s has met the 2020s, bringing in a retro electric pop sound that's passionate, vibey, and brimming with a hopeful future. Although Leah's been singing and writing songs since the age of 12, getting fired from her job while living in New York City was the push she needed to begin releasing music professionally and full-time. With the help of her brother, the two started writing songs in their in-home studio at a very young age. This manifesting go-getter she is, at 14, would email huge producers of major labels of artists she loved, trying to get them to produce her voice memos that she would freestyle. Her songs range in a variety of versatile topics, but the one thing they all have in common is that they are reflective of her life. And if you want to listen to her music, she's on YouTube. She has a YouTube channel. You go to Leah Kate Music and you can see her videos. She's also on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok and Facebook. So welcome, Leah. Thanks so much for being here with me today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You are the first musical artist I've had on my show. I always have authors on. So, Yeah, I know. It's exciting. And I listened to a few of your videos and I really, really like your song. So yeah, guys, if you're, you know, this is an interview show, but after the show, after you listen to her, go and check her out because her music is really great. So share a little bit about your background and what you do.
Yeah, I am a singer-songwriter. I grew up in LA singing and writing since before I really can remember. My family is, everyone's pretty musical. Like all my aunts are singer-songwriters. My brother is like a multi-instrumentalist, you know, also singer-songwriter. My grandpa was like an opera singer. Everyone's very musical. So, you know, dad's in radio. I just kind of grew up around it, listening to so many different types of music. And yeah, I started really like professionally full-time releasing music and pursuing it very seriously probably like 3 or 4 years ago. I was always kind of afraid, and you know, I felt like I needed to impress people and like have a real job and do things that I didn't really want to do, even though music was like where my heart was at. So I like moved to New York a few years ago to just like get away, and I was like, I don't want anyone telling me what to do. I want to just write and like do music full time. So I had to get like this part-time job. You know, obviously living in New York, as expensive as it is, mm-hmm. you can't really just be like, haha, I'm going to be a songwriter and write songs in my living room all day. So I started just like being in the studio and collaborating with different people and releasing music. And finally I did end up actually getting fired because they're like, okay, you're like a full-time artist. Like we see what you're doing. Right. And that was kind of like a blessing. Now here I am, you know, singer-songwriter, just went on a little mini tour this year, had some shows, had, you know, a lot of success in the last year, just, you know, during COVID, you know, with people on the internet, there's been a lot of discovery with my music between TikTok and different places mm-hmm. online, you know, so I got kind of, you know, lucky. I had a big TikTok viral thing happen, and you know, things have just been kind of going up from there. So and now, yeah, here I am. I'm in Hawaii today, on a little family vacation, and yeah.
Nice. Well, I talk all about manifesting, about co-creating, like with the universe, right? Like we set an intention for what we want, and we have to take an inspired action. And a lot of people, I mean, how old are you, Leah, if you don't mind me asking? You don't have to share, but I know you're young. But how old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay, yeah, you're young. So you're 25, right? So a lot of people at 25 have no idea what they want to do, right? But you've always known what you wanted to do since you were a little girl, especially growing up in a musical family. You've always had that dream for yourself of being a musician or a musical artist. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So you put your intention out into the universe, which is super cool at such a young age, right? And then the universe wants, the universe is neutral. It wants to give us whatever we focus on. Most of the time, a lot of us are focusing on negative stuff, which is not what we want. We want to focus on the positive things. And what you've been doing, it seems, is that you've been focusing and dreaming yourself as a, dreaming yourself into your reality as a musical artist. And that's why the manifestation affirmation I picked today is, as you start to walk on the way, the way appears. I'll let you share a little bit more about how that's, those doors have opened for you, because you had to start somewhere so that you could take an inspired action for your dream to come true. So did it start with you writing songs? Did it start with you singing? Like, how did it start?
It literally, I was just like, I don't really know what to do. I know I can sing and write, but like, I didn't even know how to like go, like living in New York is like, how do I record my songs? What do I do? How do I put my music on Spotify? I genuinely didn't know. But like, I remember talking to my therapist, like, I'm so depressed. I hate how I have this job. All I want to do is be pursuing music. I was in like a terrible place. And I was, she was just like, you have to start somewhere. Like, you do a song a day. Like, you reach out to who you know. You post stuff online. Just like, do something every day that's like a step towards it. And I think the first thing I did is I just like reached out to this guy I knew that worked in music. I was like, hey, want to get dinner? Like, and that led to me working with like his like studio engineer to like record like basically an album in a studio, and then meeting other people to work with, and then like work finding new producers to work with, and then writing new songs, and then finding this publicist who connected me with more people. It's just like, you have to like put yourself out there, reach out to people who you know. Like, my thing is always like, I have no shame, just like, you know, always asking for help where I can, and like just being like, hey, it's like, ask questions, like don't be afraid, because like you only live once. And you know, why be afraid when like you have something in front of you? It's always, you won't know unless you ask, is my big thing. And that is kind of what got me a long way, just like asking for help where I need it. And you know, that's an intro, or like a producer to work with, or, you know, whatever it might be, just kind of like going for it and not being afraid and doing something small every day to like work towards that.
Yeah. You have to do something small to work towards it. And it's interesting, because I'm sure every step you took opened you up to another step. Like, maybe when you were doing recording, you met, like you said, you met a publicist that could help you take you to the next level. And that's really what manifesting is that the universe will bring us the people that we need to help our dreams become our reality, right? And when I was a kid, I wanted to be a marine biologist, and it didn't go that way. I always wanted to work with dolphins, and it didn't go as the marine biology way. But so many years later, I ended up working as a photographer with dolphins for 7 years, because it was such a strong intention as a kid. So the universe wants to give us those strong desires. And it sounds like you're very focused, you know, that you were always very, very focused. So all your dreams are starting to come true. And you have to have joy in what you do, and it sounds like that you do. So what do you like most about playing, like, and singing, playing music and singing?
For sure. I mean, I love making people, like, I used to, like, go out, you know, like, living in New York, I would be at a club and, like, just see how, like, not even clubs, but anywhere, parties, like, a yoga class, like, anywhere, just how music impacts people and makes people feel. And I always wanted to, like, be the person who made someone feel something or empower someone to want to go out and do something. Like, I'd listen to a song and be like, okay, I'm going to like text that guy I've been afraid to text. Like, I feel empowered. Like, just little feelings like that, that make people want to like go out and do something or get something or better themselves or whatever it may be. I like being the thing that, you know, motivates someone to go do that. So, and then, yeah, with manifesting, I'm a huge believer in manifest. Like, during the pandemic, I was like, okay, I know the song I have, Fuck Up the Friendship. Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to curse on here.
No, you can curse. It's okay. Yeah, go ahead.
It's a hit. I was like, I'm song is going to blow up. Like, I know it. Like, I will make this a TikTok hit. Like, I don't care what I need to do. Like, I'll figure it out. So I just spent all day, like, messaging people, being like, hey, please, will you post my sounds? Like, just people who would do it for free. I spent, like, months doing it. I was like, I believe in the song. It's gonna explode. I know it. And then, like, eventually it just exploded. So it's like, if you really put your energy into something and, like, manifest it, I do believe it can really happen. You just, like, energetically have to put in everything you can, because the universe will feel when you're working hard, I feel like.
Yeah, that's what my whole thing is about. My books are about, my everything is about that. So yeah. Now the song, good. I'm glad you brought up the song, because that's the song that took off on TikTok, right? Now you wrote that song. You write your music, which is, you write your own music. Yes?
Yeah.
Is that correct? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you take situations from your life, and that's what you use as your muse, I guess, for writing your songs.
Yes, I do. I write from past, present, you know, various different angles of life, but it always stems from, for sure, you know, life-related matters.
Yeah, yeah. So that specific song, that was about, what was that about?
Oh, yeah. It was a very true story about a friend that I basically started having a crush on and was like, okay, well, I like you now, so let me just write a song about it. And when it came time to release it, I was like, oh my God, I can't show him. I'm so embarrassed. He's going to know it's about him, because literally word for word, the story of what happened with us. So I was like, he's obviously going to know. I wrote it, and that was the song to really take off, which was super exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. I have a feeling it's because it was authentic. When things are authentic, they like seem to, you know, I think they just do better, because people can feel that something's authentic. All right, so we're going to take our first break here. So guys, stay with us, and we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes. And I have a lot more questions for musical artist Leah Kate. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement, where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on OM Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
The rainbow is God's promise of hope for you and me. And though the clouds hang heavy and the sun we cannot see, we know above the dark clouds that fill the stormy sky, hope's rainbow will come shining through when the clouds have drifted by. Teresa Caprio is the president and founder of Rainbow Guardian, Inc., a nonprofit 501c3 serving the intellectually challenged/developmentally disabled, including autism. Teresa started the foundation in 1995 so she could help make a better life for her intellectually challenged daughter. Her dream is that the Rainbow Guardian will provide the necessary tools and education to help the public understand the special needs population, because it's often discarded in mainstream society. To find out more or make a donation in support, please go to www.rainbowguardian.org. Rainbow Guardian's special mission is to see these unique people live a happy, full life and have a future of liberty and equality.
Welcome back. And if you're just tuning in with me today, I have musical artist Leah Kate on, and she writes, performs, sings, and does her own music. And like I said earlier in the show, if you've been listening, I never had a musical artist on before, and we're talking about how she's manifesting her dream of being a big pop star. Is that what you would want to be? A pop star? Is that what?
That's correct.
That's correct, right? So that's your big vision. Like, you see yourself at the Grammys?
Winning like 7 Grammys.
Good girl.
Global tour.
That's amazing. Have you made a vision board around it? You should send me a postcard for real. Seriously, you should create a postcard and see yourself. Winning the Grammys, send it to me, and then when it's real, then we'll tell your story again, right? You should definitely do that.
Best new artist in 2 years.
Okay. All right. We'll remember the date.
Yeah.
No, I love it. I love it. So I love to know, you know, like, I'm a visual artist. I'm always intrigued by people's creative process. So what is your creative process when you are writing new music?
I always start with a very big title or concept or story. And like what I want to write about. So, you know, like Fuck Up the Friendship, that was an easy one because I was like, oh, fuck up the friendship. Because at the time, we were still friends, but want to fuck up the friendship. A big title or something to write about. And then, you know, usually a vibe for production, whether it's like going to be a slow, like sad song, which I never do, or like a guitar driven this, like I'll find a reference of, you know, a vibe I want. And then I start with like melodies, usually a chorus, and then kind of just write the rest.
Wow. So the words come, so you sort of have an idea, but then the words come later in your process.
Yeah. Like I'll first, like what I'm going to write about, like whether a story or a movie or something that happened, you know, a friend or whatever it might be. And then I write the story and it just like, kind of all flows together.
Yeah, I'm always fascinated with that, with how musicians work and musicologists. I said in my next life I'm coming back with somebody who has a musical voice and can sing like Stevie Nicks. Like, I want to be like Stevie Nicks in my next life. This life, I got other things to do. So that's very cool. So do you have other artists that you envision yourself collaborating with and working with in the future?
For sure. I mean, there's tons of collaborations I want to do, you know, different female artists or, you know, dance artists. You know, I have a list of people I would die to collaborate with. But right now I'm just kind of focused on working on an album for myself and then hope to get some cool collaborations down the line.
Yeah. So when you work on an album, how many songs usually do you have to have on an album to release it as a whole album? Like, what's the average?
I think the minimum is like 7.
Okay.
About an EP, which is like, 7 songs, and anything after that would have been classified as like a full album. So the next one I want to be a lot bigger, more music, stuff like that. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Okay. Now, are you still working at your in-home studio, or are you working in an actual studio now, like out?
I still work at my in-home studio. And sometimes if I want to record a song, and I really want this like crazy microphone that's like way too expensive for me right now. But it's like, I can rent it. I'll rent it at the studio. I'm just kind of depending on what kind of song it is, because it's a very bright sounding mic, which is good for certain songs. So sometimes I'll rent this mic if I really want it, but for everything else, I mean, I pretty much do everything at home and literally downstairs in my own studio. So that makes it, you know, nice.
Yeah, and with social media now, it's so nice. Like you said, you released something on TikTok and it went viral because of people on social media, which is giving young artists, musical artists like yourself, the opportunity to be seen. Because before social media, if you were an artist, you had to get an agent, I would think, right? And an agent would have to try to get you in front of producers and on the radio.
Oh, yeah, I can't imagine, like, I mean, just having to do it in the era where you needed a record label to be behind you, that would be very difficult. Luckily, with social media, you can literally do anything from anywhere. I mean, you don't need anyone. It can just be you, and then your whole life can change. So, you know, that's the beauty of it. It's, you know, more saturated now and harder, but, like,
sure.
Like, the music is good. Like, good music will always be heard, I do believe.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. So how would you, well, before I ask you this, so, okay, so you create your song, you write your song, you record it, and now you want to do a music video, because music videos, God, I mean, I grew up in the era when MTV actually played music videos, you know, now they're they're all shows. I don't understand that. But okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
yeah.
But I do know music videos are still popular, you know, with people who have their favorite artists, like they can watch them on YouTube. So, you want to shoot a video now. What's your whole process? Do you have to like hire like your own team to create your own video?
I mean, I do have like a small squad of people that I do my videos with, because a lot of them are kind of low budget. I usually just have like my friend on the camera. I love to shoot on film, a stylist and a makeup artist, and I'll find like a location. I love producing my own videos. So finding a cool location that feels like the vibe of the song, and just playing around and shooting different things and singing and doing, you know, just kind of literally playing around and hanging out with friends. And then I have like a girl who helps me edit, and I just kind of put it together. There are instances where I have bigger budgets and want to do like a full blown proper music video, where I'll hire like a director and like lighting and all of that. It just kind of get kind of pricey, but you don't need that kind of, you know, video. You know, they don't make great returns. So I love telling a story and having a visual component with the music, but you can totally do it on like an iPhone at the same time. So you don't need a whole crew.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's amazing what you can do now, and younger than your generation is doing. And you know, my niece, I have an 11-year-old niece, and she does things on her phone and like makes these little TikTok videos and stuff with her art, because she's a visual artist, and she puts these things together. And I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing! You know, like it's a different world. Yeah,
anything is possible. You can do everything alone.
Yeah. But it's great to have support. And like what I was talking about earlier, you know, the more you're working towards your goals, the more people you are going to, quote unquote, coincidentally be introduced to. And I don't believe in coincidences. So I believe that, you know, people are going to show up in your life that you need, that's going to help take you to the next level of your career, because that's where you're going, and you're putting in the creative energy to do that. And I've learned that there's two things that are very strong in manifesting: gratitude for what we already have and creative energy. Because when we're in creative energy, we're in fun and we're in play and we're vibing really high. And when you vibe really high, you attract other things that are vibing high, and they come into your life. So, yeah, if you keep doing that, then there's no reason why your career shouldn't just keep moving forward and forward and forward and getting you to where you want to go, right? Don't you think?
Totally. 100% agree with you.
good. Like, yeah, yeah. And now you kind of tapped on your family. Are they the ones that got you into music and inspired you originally in music?
They helped for sure, but I think I picked it up on my own just because, like, I loved music and there's so much around me that I just started singing and, you know, writing. And I would, like, I actually remember when I, like, went into the studio with my brother for the first time and, like, he did this beat and I was like, let me sing something over it. And I just, like, sang a whole song and I was like, oh, that was really fun. And then I was like, oh, maybe this is, like, something I can do. But it always seemed so hard at the time because it was like, oh, I felt like you needed a record label and all of these things. And, you know, one day I was just like, nope, I'm just going to do it and no one's going to say no to me. And that's that.
Right. Good. And no one's going to say no to me. I love it. So how would you describe your type of music? How would you describe that?
I would say it's very anthemic, pop, rock, disco vibe, you know, with very relatable lyrics, you know, a lot about guys and relationships and life, and, you know, pretty relatable themes of things that other women or guys, people in general go through, that make you kind of like embrace your don't give a fuck side of yourself and go after what you want all the way.
Okay. So it's eclectic. Your style's eclectic. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. And do you have somebody that, is there some famous musicians that, like, who's your favorite musician? Like, who do you love? Who do you love to listen to?
I love Dua Lipa. I love Olivia Rodrigo, Fletcher, 1975. Growing up, I listened to a bunch of, like, No Doubt, Gwen Stefani, Madonna. God, the list just, like, goes on. Those are some of my favorites, though.
So. Oh, okay. So do you think that they've been some influence to you in your music?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, music is, music is the fastest way to shift our energy, right? Like when you're really sad, you know, if you want to cry, you just put on like those sad songs and literally it will open up the faucet and you'll just cry and cry and cry. Music can shift your energy so fast. You listen to something really upbeat. It makes you want to dance. It makes you want to move. So what kind of music do you listen to if you're not listening to your own, like when you're just doing your daily thing? Like what do you find yourself listening to more than anything else?
Oh my goodness. It depends what kind of mood I'm in.
Yeah, me too.
But like, you know, I listen to music all day, every day, but it's just really like, am I sad? Am I excited? Am I getting drunk? Am I, you know, like there's so many different Leahs that require different genres of music. So it's definitely constantly changing. And also when I'm not listening to my own music or working on my own music, which also takes up a lot of my time as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. Do you carry around like a notepad or do you use your phone thing? Like you'll get like a lyric or something will come to you.
Oh my God. The amount of times that happens during the day, like I'll just think of a title and like have to stop what I'm doing and go write it down because like it always, I always forget it if I don't write it down. So, but I constantly the day will just like, I could see a billboard or like hear something on the radio. Like I'm always thinking of, you know, I always hear things and I'm like, oh my God, that's such a good song idea. And I'll go and write it down. Sometimes it's terrible. Sometimes it will turn into a song. You just never know.
Yeah. No, I do the same thing with photography. Like something will inspire me. I'll see something and I'll be like, oh, let me just take a quick photo of this. So I remember that this sparked an idea that I have of a photograph I want to create. Yeah. So I totally understand that. Because if I don't, then I am the same way. I forget, you know, because you get so busy in everyday life. Right. Do you wake up in the middle of the night? Do you have like dreams? Like, do you hear music or write lyrics in your dream state?
I do. I constantly I'll also write songs about dreams also. So I have to write everything down like right when I wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah. Are you like one of those people that sings in the shower and stuff?
Oh God, yeah. The amount of songs I come up with in the shower is crazy. Almost like every time I shower, there's another song idea that comes out. Like I literally was in the shower yesterday and I ran out in my towel and my boyfriend was like, "Oh, are you done? That was quick." And I was like, "No, I had a song idea," and I like ran out and I wrote it down in my notepad. He thought I was crazy. I was like, "Sorry."
Yeah, so. Because that's the thing. When inspiration takes you, you have to like go with it. You know, that's part of it. You know, I think those are little gifts from our, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, higher self, angels, you know, whoever's looking out for you, spirit guides. You're getting like little whispers of stuff. So you want to, you know, remember those things. You want to write those things down and remember them because I feel like they're little gifts from, you know, the spirit world or whatever you believe in, it doesn't matter. You know, that's my personal thoughts. I mean, everybody thinks different, but I'm like, they're little gifts.
100%. I'm totally in agreement with you.
So, okay. So I want to start talking about some of the places that you have performed and some of the things about the industry that you really, really love and some of the things about the industry that you're not so crazy about. But before I get into asking you all of those questions, I see we're going to be coming up to our second break. So I think let's take our break now. We're just a few, you know, we're like 30 seconds early, so I don't want to cut you off. Yeah, I don't want to cut you off. So guys, stay tuned and we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes and I have tons more questions for Leah. So stay with us.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. I have musical artist Leah Kate with me today, and we're talking about her musical career. So, Leah, if you were able to open a show right now for any artist in the world, who would it be?
Oh, my God. I'd probably hop on the Olivia Rodrigo tour that just got announced.
Oh, okay. She's going on tour. It just got announced. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Right? You would go with somebody that you really love.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah, I bet. Now, have you gone on any kind of, you said you did a little mini tour. Where were some of the venues that you performed?
I had a couple of shows in New York and Nashville, Mercury Lounge and Soho House in New York, and then the High Watt in Nashville. So I, had a few, and they were the best nights of my entire life. They were so fun. The crowds were so engaged, and, you know, New York was packed. It was just so much fun. I miss it every day. I can't wait for the next show. There could be something getting announced soon for next year. To be determined. I'll definitely have some of those, but performing live is like my favorite thing to do ever. It just like is so much fun, and I just love it. So I can't wait for the next one.
So you don't have any upcoming shows scheduled as of yet, but you know that you're going to in 2022.
Oh yes, for sure. Just not announced yet.
Okay. All right. And you said, so what kind of, how many people were at these venues?
I would say like 150.
Oh, okay. That's good. So you feel comfortable then? You don't get nervous getting in front of a live audience?
I do get nervous, but also like excited nervous, you know?
Yeah.
Not, it's like crippling anxiety. It's just like, ooh, I'm nervous. There's a lot of people outside right now. But it makes it, you know, it's like adrenaline and it's fun. So it's good.
Yeah. Can you picture yourself being in front of 20,000 people?
I honestly could. I think it's more nerve-wracking when it's less people, and way less nerve-wracking when it's more people, because you just can't even see anyone at that point. Like, I played a show recently that was like a super intimate thing with like 30 people just like right sitting down in front of me. It was like the most nerves I've ever had. So I was like, oh my God, I'm like in the audience. Like, when you're on a stage and there's so many people that you just can't even think about it, it's like way less nerve-wracking to me, to be honest.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, when sometimes you're more nervous in front of your family and friends and people who know you intimately than strangers. So I get that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Definitely get more nervous in front of smaller crowds.
Yeah. Do you have one of your songs? Do you have a favorite song that you love to perform that you get like really into?
Honestly, like Fuck Up the Friendship is so fun because everyone always knows the lyrics, but like I love singing Fuck You Anthem live. It's just so fun, and it's like so much energy, and people get so into it, throw their middle fingers up, and it's just so fun.
Yeah, I actually found that on TikTok. And so when I posted today's show, I put that as the music in the background for today's show on TikTok.
Oh my God. I love that.
Yeah, I think I tagged you. I'm just learning TikTok, so I hope I tagged you, but I think I did. But yeah, I was like, let me just see if your music is on here. Let me just see. And it was. So that was really cool.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Good. And I wanted to ask, being in the business now, you're probably meeting a lot of people in the business, a lot of people who maybe are older and have a lot of experience. And what would you say that some of the best advice that you have been given in your industry?
Don't take no for an answer. And just like keep putting out good shit, and literally don't care what anyone thinks. Just do you, and don't care about what anyone else thinks or if anyone else likes the song. You know, it's like if you love it, put it out. And yeah, just don't care what other people think. Just go for it.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's tough, but I, you know, not to care what other people think. If you can change it, it is hard. It's hard for to, you know, because you want. Yeah, it's hard when you're especially putting yourself out in public and you're making your work available to the public, you know, you're always going to have your haters, you know? So you have to have a really strong backbone and not read any of that stuff and just do what you love.
100%. Yeah.
If you could change anything about the industry, like what would it be?
Probably to get songwriters paid more. You know, they're like paid that much. Like it's just like not really fair. And it's something that's being, you know, worked on in the industry right now and, you know, trying to get changed. But yeah, I'd say songwriters deserve more money.
Yeah. Would you be willing to write songs for other artists if you were asked?
For sure. I would love to. And I've started to recently.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Because I would think, I mean, you know, when I think about trying to write a song, like, I wouldn't even know where to start, you know? Like, just, it's clueless. Like, I would have no idea where to start. But when you have a talent for that kind of stuff, you know, I'm sure people are going to want to approach you, especially if they like your lyrics, and ask you to write music for them.
For sure. And I would love to. And that's something that 2022 is going to consist of for me, writing a lot for other people. So I'm excited for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Now, what is what's a message that you want to give your fans, or what do you want your fans to know about you?
At the end of the day, I'm just a dog mom who loves chilling and wearing no makeup in her PJs, and everyone is human and we all feel the same things. And yeah, I'm just a dog mom at the end of the day, you know.
What kind of dog? Aw, what kind of dog?
I have a little terrier who's so cute.
Yeah, I love being in my PJs too. I work from home, so I love me working in my PJs also. No makeup, so I feel ya.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Now, so somebody's listening to you, some young girl who maybe 14 or 15, like when you started out, and she envisions herself doing what you're doing. So what would you tell her? What should she do? What steps should she take to try to get herself seen in, you know, noticed in the industry?
Just go for it. Never take no for an answer. And if anyone tries to tell you no, tell them to F off. Just kidding. Don't really say that, but never take no. Just like go for it. Write songs. Don't listen to anyone except for yourself, because at the end of the day, you're the person who you need to make happy, not your parents, not your grandparents. Just do you.
What would they do, though? Should they, like, how would they, like, what steps? Like, you would find, like, people to contact. You know, you would have your song ready to go, and you would be ready to email it to someone, right? Is that what you would do?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Right. So, I mean, for, like, an aspiring artist, I would just say, like, be writing every day, even if, like, you know, you're just listening to songs that you love and, like, copying the structure and, like, as a way to practice something and, you know, finding beats online to write over if you don't play instruments. You know, there's always a way, like, just, like, always be creating and writing and doing something to, like, further, you know, you going in that direction. You know, figure out what you need. How are you going to get your songs out? How are you going to make the music? Like, and, you know, just go off of that, you know, figure out what you need, figure out who to ask, whether it's like DMing people blindly or emailing or whatever it is, just like don't have any shame, just go for it, write songs, put music out, you know, and just create art and create things that you love.
Now, when you were trying to get your music heard, you would just randomly, blindly DM, like, that means direct message for those of you listening who are like, or what the heck is DM? You would just, people that you didn't know, like producers of major labels, like you would find their information and just reach out to them.
Oh God, all the time.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. And I always say that it's like the worst thing anybody can say is I'm not interested, but you won't know unless you try. Right. Yeah. People are afraid to be like embarrassed, but
yeah, just have to get rid of the embarrassment and go for it.
Yeah. Cause if this is your dream, right? If this is what your dream is for your life, you have to take some chances and you have to take some risks. So, what do you think you would be doing if you weren't into music? Like, is there something else that you really like that you could see yourself doing if it wasn't for music?
I love fashion and brand building. So, I mean, I want to start like a bathing suit and like wellness, athletic leisure line, and do a bunch of different kinds of clothing brands and health and wellness brands and beauty brands. I love like creating things. So, you know, to like help others or that people can love. So same thing, just like not in music, whether that's clothes or food or whatever. I just always want to be creating.
Yeah. You have that creative spirit. So it's got to be creating something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you're a creative person and you're not creating, it's very easy to get depressed and sad and angry because you're not tapping into your creative energy, which is what feeds you. Truthfully, if you're a creative artist, being creative is what feeds you, right? Don't you think?
Oh yeah. For sure.
I mean, for me, that's me. If I'm not creating, if I'm not writing, you know, I'm working on my second book, I'm creating oracle cards, I'm photographing, you know, so if I'm not doing something like that, then I'm, you know, miserable. I'm a miserable person to be around.
Me too. Yeah. I get like depressed really easily. I'll be like, oh, I didn't do anything this week. Like it's sad. So I feel you.
Yeah. So what is next for you? What are you picturing 2022 to look like for you in your life?
A bunch of new crazy music, a new era of music, hopefully a tour, and some cool collabs, and yeah, just lots of music and lots of shows.
Yeah, so you're lining that up. Do you have a manager that's helping you do all this? Or are you really just you with your brother's help? Are you like a one-stop shop?
I have a manager, but I'm very involved and do a lot. My hands are in everything. I do it all. A lot of people are like, are you managed? I'm like, funny you ask. But yeah, I act as a manager, you know. Because I do too much, like I should just be focusing on the music, but I like to be here than I need to be.
Yeah. Well, with everything that you need to do and with your music, I would think that you would need a manager to help you at least make your contacts for you, you know, at least set you up and, you know, your locations of your music shoots or contacting, you know, producers or, you know, record labels, because there's only 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's very cool. Well, it sounds like that you are on a really amazing path in your life. And like I said, I listened to a couple of your songs and watched a few videos, and I thought they were really good. And so you guys, you really got to check her out. She's writing some really good music. I even let my little niece listen to you, who's 11. Tia, I like her. You should have her on your show. I said, all right, babe, I listened to you.
So
is there anything that you want to leave us with? Because we only have like another couple of minutes before we have to wrap up. Anything that you want people to know about you or about your industry or your songs?
Just stay tuned, because like we said in the beginning, we're going to win these 7 Grammys, and we manifested it in this podcast. So this will be fun when it really happens.
Yes, it will. Oh my God, that'd be so exciting. I'm telling you, please make a postcard. If you go to Postcards to the Universe and you just look, you can show it shows you how to do it and just send it to me. And then we'll have you back, you know, I'll have you back on after you win your 7 Grammys. We'll be like, see, it really works.
Yes. Let's do it. Celebrate.
Yeah. So Leah, what is the best way for people to see your music? Where do you prefer everybody to go? Is it YouTube?
Spotify, YouTube, TikTok, Apple Music, wherever. Leah Kate. That's my name.
Yeah, Leah Kate. And it's LEAHKATE. Yeah. And if you want to see her videos, you know, YouTube, you can see them on YouTube. And so you can get an idea of what she looks like. Because not only is she very talented, she's also very beautiful, which helps. You know, that always helps open doors. Pretty girls, you know. Right? You know how that is. It does help, but you still got to be talented and you still got to be like rocking it. You know, looks alone isn't going to get it for you, but it does help. All right, guys. It was a great show. Leah, thank you so much for saying yes, you know, for coming on my show and talking to me. And I'm going to, you know, wish you well on your success and your 7 Grammys and can't wait to talk to you again when that happens.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Loved it. It was a lot of fun. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. And I'm wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and love. And of course, happy holidays, everybody. I'll see you all next week. Thank you.